Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Due to time constraints, I will read an abbreviated version. The full version will be available on the CCW website. Israel found the GG on laws which took place this year to be insightful, enriching, and useful. The fact that high contracting parties succeeded in agreeing by consensus on a 5-page substantial report that contains some significant determinations illustrates that, despite the complexity of the subject matter and the different approaches of parties, reaching shared understanding is attainable. It also demonstrates that the existing mandate enables to make concrete progress in the discussions while still maintaining flexibility, which is necessity due to the futuristic nature of the issue. In this context of a successfully concluded GGE, we would like to congratulate again Ambassador Singhal for the excellent manner in which he conducted our deliberations during the last 2 years. Mr. Chairman, looking forward, it seems clear that further in-depth discussions are required, including on human-machine interaction in the various phases of the weapons lifecycle. In this regard, high contracting parties could share opinions as well as national practices with regards to the various touchpoints mentioned in the sunrise diagram. Another specific issue that seems to necessitate further discussion is weapon reviews, a touchpoint that reflects a critical avenue of human input and directly concerns compliance of the weapon with international law. We should also be aware of the military and humanitarian advantages that may be associated with laws, both from the operational as well as the legal aspect. These may include better precision in targeting and minimizing collateral damage. We believe that these dimensions of laws should be further explored. In conclusion, Israel looks forward to next year's GGE based on the extension of the current mandate and hopes that further discussions on this issue will be conducted with a realistic perspective. I thank you.